All right. Thank you, Kevin. Tonight, I give a little bit of a testimony of my own. I just told you a while ago we had a great time up there preaching in a couple of churches that's really doing a great job for the Lord. And we're always proud to see we're not the only ones around holding up the bloodstained banner of Christ. Amen. And just a blessing sometime to get away and see God's doing things in other places. I thought tonight, driving home, I thought I'd give you an opportunity for some testimonies. I don't know whether we'll have enough of you want to cover the whole time or not. If not, I've got a 14-point outline I'll get to. But all joking aside, I thought I'd give you a chance. I asked Brother Case up there in the tape room to get somebody with a microphone to get to you. If you raised your hand, give us a testimony. Yeah, I want it to be short and to the point so others can have a chance, okay? All right, Rick, I see you standing back there. Is somebody close to you with a mic?
No, sir, I don't need a microphone.
All right. All right, Rick went through that surgery and back to his old self. Now you have to ask Janet if that's good or not, but we certainly had a lot of folks praying for you, Rick, and we certainly rejoice how God blessed. Thank you for that word. All right, somebody else. All right, Dr. Lee, these young men gonna have to learn to move when a hand goes up, fellas. Take off like you're running for a touchdown.
Preacher, this is, we're on our 38th year here. One of the things that I like about the place is you and Sonia came here all those years ago just to be faithful. And God's rewarded that faithfulness.
Amen.
And we've been praying every day. I see the mortgage gauge. I see the missions gauge. I see all of the things that we're looking for and expecting. And I have not a doubt in my mind that by faith we're going to see every one of those achieved.
Amen.
Because God's rewarding your faithfulness all these years.
Thank you, Brother Lee. Well, I thank you for that word, and that's all we've ever tried to do was be faithful. Amen. All right, somebody else. All right, Brother Miller.
Yes, I just wanted to thank God for leading Joan and I to this church. We came to this church because of the radio station. We listened to it. I listened to it for years and years, even gave to the Restore-a-thon.
Amen.
But I said, let's try that church. And we were very unhappy with our present church, and we just thank God every day for this wonderful church and for the wonderful staff. It just, and everybody is so friendly, and the music is outstanding.
Amen.
Just wanted to praise the Lord for that.
Thank you, Brother Miller. Brother Miller's been a blessing to us since God brought him here, too. All right, Bobby. It's not working.
I'm thankful being in this church here and praying for this church and praying for my life to get better.
Amen.
And thank God, got a good friends around here and been praying for me.
Amen. Thank you, Bobby. All right, somebody else. All right, I see Sister Denise back there. Yes.
Can you get to her? I want to thank the Lord and the church for the Foster Club. I think Sandy's over there. My mother has Alzheimer's. She's been able to come a time or two, but she has not been saved. My husband and I have been praying for her for 30 years that she would be saved, and she's always put up quite a fight. And I was sharing that with Sandy a while back, and she said, well, let me come by and talk to your mom.
Amen.
And the Lord gave my mother a moment of clarity.
Amen.
And my mother trusted the Lord as
praise
her Savior. And my husband and I have seen a difference in her, although she still is not, she's going downhill mentally, but she has no desire to do those old religious habit things that she did before, and we really believe that she got saved.
God's grace is good, isn't it? Amen. That's wonderful. All right, somebody else, just keep us going here. All right, we got Brother. All right, got it right there, Brother Sawyer.
I've been here about 10 months now, and I've seen the workings of the church here, and I thank God this is one of the greatest churches. I've been a fundamental Baptist for 60 years now, and this is one of the greatest churches I've ever been in. I thank the Lord for allowing us to be here, and it's the best thing that could be for Judy, and I just love the church and pastor, the people. It's a great church. You don't know what you have. I've been in through church, hundreds of churches around the Western world, and this is one of the very tops. And I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Brother John. Brother Sawyer's missionary. We supported for years, done a great job on the mission field, still got work going on there. And we're glad the Lord led him to come here to retire here with us, even though he's still got some connections there on the mission field. Thank you, Brother Sawyer. All right, somebody else? Okay, go ahead.
If I just sat there, it would be a sin. The Lord has been so good to me, and I'm so thankful for this church. Thank you for Pastor. Pastor, you are just the best, and I'm not just saying because you're standing there looking at me, but you are the best. And Mrs. Carter, what a sweet lady. What a sweet spirit she has. I just thank God for her. And also, I moved this April, and we have some great saints here. Bill Miller and Joan Miller. They were so helpful to me. And also Randy and Ruth Short. They are not here tonight, but they have been, they're here. They have been tremendously good to me. I just praise God for this church family, and may the Lord continue to bless and bless this work forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Molly. All right, somebody else would like to. Okay, we got some hands down here. There we go.
Well, I want to praise the Lord for the fact that, you know, he just brought my family here to this church. And I really am blessed to be a part of all the ministries. But one of the ministries that really sticks out to me is the bus ministry. And I've never really been able to be a part of a bus ministry before at our churches because they're just small and, you know, we didn't really have the opportunity. But, I mean, especially lately, you know, I've seen people get saved on our bus, and I've been able to minister to them. The Lord's been able to use me there. And it's just a blessing to see also, like lately, people who get not only get saved, but they, you know, they get discipled and they grow in the Lord. And then even seeing like some people from the bus want to come to the college, for instance, and like that's just a blessing to my heart. And so, yeah, I just praise the Lord just for that. And I love my church family so much. It's such a blessing. And I also really look forward to go to the college. So, yay, amen.
Okay, thank you, Leah. All right.
Good evening, Dr. Carter. There's a lot to thank you for, but I think one of the biggest things is opening our family's eyes to the King James. Big, big thank you there. So.
All right, amen, thank you. All right, I see your hand way back here.
I joined the church 2014 and then I got married in the beginning of 2015.
You'll have to hold it up close enough or we can't hear you.
2015, my husband got sick and we weren't able to come to church. But thank the Lord for the radio station that broadcasts the morning and night on Sunday that we could fellowship together at home and still have the fellowship with the folks
Amen.
Here.
Yes.
He passed away a month ago and everything dropped for me, but thank the Lord he's answering prayers every day. And I thank everyone for their prayers.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you. All right, somebody else? There we go.
I just want to thank the Lord for my salvation and For the first time I met you, Pastor, in your office, I'll never forget that day. And it was 30 years in January.
Wow.
This year. But God is faithful. And I feel for this lady over here that just lost her husband, but I'm here to tell you, honey, God will not leave you.
Amen.
He is right there with you. Amen. And he will take care of your every need.
All right. Thank you for that. That time we met in the office is when you got saved, right? Amen. Okay. Go ahead. Somebody.
All right. From growing up in another church, I want to praise the Lord for the light that Landmark is, first of all, to the entire world, but to the state of Florida. And I've got a whole family full of preachers and pastors. And Dr. Carter, you and this church has been such an example to our family. And, of course, my dad graduated from here, and I'm thankful for that. And then also, the Lord has called me into Spanish ministry. And one of the things I'm most thankful for is that he put us under the influence of Dr. Carter with the whole Spanish Bible issue. And I could have been near any other pastor, any other college, but the Lord allowed me to be under Dr. Carter so I could learn the truth with that and be grounded correctly. And I'm thankful for that.
All right. Thank you, Keith. Okay, got a young lady on the front right here. She's been waiting. Is it on?
It's on now. I'm really thankful for everyone who in the church, because I've never been to a big Baptist church like this. I came from a small church, so it was really nerve-wracking to be like with a big crowd, because typically in big churches you're more of a number than you are a person. But I'm really thankful for the people who have simply invested in me, whether it's praying for me or just being an encouragement. And I'm thankful for all the teens and the friends I've made here, and even the older folks here, and how kind and sweet they've been. And thank you, Pastor Carter, for the college. And yeah.
All right, we're glad you're with us. Amen. All right, anybody else? Somebody else. We'll stop it when you stop, otherwise we'll keep going.
Oh.
It's alive, I hear it bumping.
Okay, I'd just like to say three things for which I'm really, really thankful. First, Pastor and Mrs. Carter, for their faithfulness and service. We've been to churches where things didn't quite work out that well, and if you've never experienced it, you don't want to. The second thing, seeing the young people involved in the church and people who are accepting Christ as Lord and Savior actually stepping out and walking with the Lord, and that's such a beautiful thing to see. I am so grateful to see the growth here, and all the people God has brought here, you know, to teach, to work in different ministries. What a blessing to see that. And finally, something that I just never thought would happen, and it's really been a blessing, and that's to take some classes over there at the college. I've got a bachelor's degree and I've got a master's degree from public universities. But I will tell you, the education here is phenomenal. I was in classes with Pastor Carter, Brother Cox, Brother Jeremiah Morgan, and this guy over here. I saw a side of him I'd never really seen before, and it was wonderful. And even though I'd raise my hand periodically. What? What'd you say? What? For Brother Parsons' leadership there at the college, it's just great. And seeing the merging of the high school and the college, just kind of as, I don't know, like a family should be. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Ms. Smith. Okay, somebody else got a hand over here. Brother Scott.
Good evening, church. I'm very thankful to be a part of this church. From when my wife first came down here a little over 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, when the Markowski said, well, if you're anywhere near Landmark, you got to go check them out. I was still up in New York, but when she came back from the church, she told me, she said, you will love this church. And like the testimony before, I was never a real big fan of big churches. I thought they were cliquey and all of that. But from the first day that that we stepped foot here, everyone has just been so welcoming and so warm and like family is supposed to be. And it just was such a huge blessing to us. And also, for all the people that have been praying for our family and for my brother, I really thank you very much. And you know, I was able to go up and see him to confirm that he is saved. I made sure we nailed that down. I had a lot of people ask me. That was the first question they asked: is he saved? And for a church to be so soul conscious is phenomenal. And I was able to see some of my other family up there, and God even gave us a good day fishing. So just because he can. But anyway, I just thank you all so much for your prayers, and just, you know, since I brought it up, he's not doing well, but we know where his final destination is going to be. Amen. So we'll see him again.
Yes, that's the main thing. Yes, sir. All right, anybody else? Okay, we got a hand right. Go ahead, Archie, and then we got a hand right here in the middle.
I just want to share something on the couple of kids on my bus. These two little boys were riding our bus for a couple of years and really faithful about coming. And a couple of years ago, they got removed from the home. And Greg and I, you know, we did a lot to try to help these kids. And, you know, they were really kind of special to us. And, you know, just to see them disappear, you know, you wonder. There was two other little kids. There was four altogether. And anyway, two Sundays ago, we were in Sunday school, and Greg looked over at me and he said, "Brother Archie, I think that's Jaden." And I looked, and I was like, maybe. So he started doing roll, and he asked the little boy what his name was, and he said, "My name is Jaden." And Greg said, "Well, do you know who I am?" And he said, "Yeah, you're Brother Greg." And he said, "And that's Brother Archie." And Greg right away said, "Well, whose bus did you ride? Because we wanted to find out where they lived so we could go see these kids, you know." And he said, "I came with my Aunt Wanda." And we were like, I wonder who that is. So Greg went after Sunday school and found his older brother. And then after junior church, we waited for his Aunt Wanda to come pick him up. And what we didn't know is that they were related to the Phillips family. And the Phillips family ended up getting the children in their home, and now they're in the school, and they got to ride the bus this past Sunday. And so it was a real blessing to see how God really loves children, and he's got his hand on them. And the oldest boy, Matt, he told me, he said, "Brother Archie, I can't wait to sing my favorite song, number two, Glory to His Name." So it was just a real blessing.
Amen. Oh, I tell you, kids are deeper than you think sometimes.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ryan. I'm Lucinda's mom. And that is my son-in-law over there, who I love dearly. But I wanted to thank all the church members. I have been ill, and I had to have a pacemaker put in. And everything's working out real good, and it was all with everybody's prayers that I do thank you, and considerations, I really do thank you.
Amen. All right. Up in the balcony, Brother Nixon, you might speak up.
Service started.
Amen.
He said to me, "Would you pray for me, please?" We had prayer together, and I asked him again. I said, "Have you taken the Lord as your Savior?" He said, "Yes, I did," but he never seemed to answer my prayer. And I'm stuck in here. I can't walk. He hasn't taken care of me. But I did tell him, "I am born again." He said, "Would you please pray with me?" And we prayed together.
Amen.
I'm going back to see him tomorrow. But that was a major blessing. I prayed for that man for over a year, and God has answered my prayer.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Jack. That's tremendous. Okay, who we got? Angel?
Is it on? Okay, it's on. I want to thank God for the power of prayer. Most of you know from last year, I'm a fairly new Christian, and I rode the bus back in my home church, and I came to Landmark, and it was quite a culture shock. A lot of different faces and things I wasn't used to. And because of it, I rebelled at Landmark, and I ended up leaving. But come to find out, when dealing with my issues back at home, God was working on me and brought me back, and it was because of the prayers of some of the families in this church and for not giving up on me. And one of the families I can think of is the Parsons and the Markowskis. The Markowskis family is an amazing family that everybody should get to know, and they're just such a blessing to me that they just don't know how grateful I am. I'm also thankful for Pastor Carter, because even with the prayer, the final decision came down with Pastor Carter. If Pastor Carter could have easily said no and said, "No, Nico, you can't come back," but I guess God has a different plan and told Pastor Carter to let me in. And I'm just really thankful for it. And I'm also thankful for Brother Tim and his family. As much as the trouble I've put him through last year and all the stress he must have for me, he's really helped me a lot too. And you know, sit in his office sometimes, he would talk to me and be like, "Nico, what are you doing? You gotta straighten up, buddy." And I would just accept it but blow it off at the same time. And I'm here to say that I'm not gonna leave until God gives me a church to preach at and tells me to go home.
Amen. All right, that's good testimony. Okay, did somebody else? We got a few minutes yet. Back here somewhere. Go ahead.
In 1986, we came here to Landmark. Linda and I used to have a pew and a half of family and kids from the children's home. And we had our R8, and then we had about 10 children, boys from the children's home. And now Lydia and I sit in the smallest pew, just alone with our family spread out all over the place. But what a blessing it is to be here. You realize in 31 years what God has done in our lives. But you know what? It's our ministry went from the children's home in Dundee to the ministries in Asia, the orphanages. And on Friday, we have the first girl coming from Cambodia to our college.
Amen.
We were praying for two of them, but only one got approval. The other one should be able to come in December. But what a miracle for us to be able to see this young lady come to be in our college and learn and study the Word of God here. Preacher, I love you. I appreciate you. You are such a blessing and been such a blessing to me all through the years, and I'm honored to call you my pastor. Thank you.
Brother Terry, we appreciate you very much, and all you do has a tremendous heart for serving God. All right, I see somebody way over here. We're getting these young men their exercise. Jonathan, I don't believe it's on. All right,
it's on
go
now.
Ahead.
All right, but I've been here my entire life. My name is Jonathan, and I am extremely blessed to report that I work out in the field. I'm a handyman, so I see lots of people all the time and all over this great state of Florida. And this summer, I've had the opportunity to take a handful of the young people, the teenagers, and their parents asked me to take them out and train them and take them out on the field. And just about every time I get out there in the in the field with the clients, they're always like, it's like, you guys are different. It's like, there's something different about you. It's like, what church you go to? You know, it's like, did they learn that? I mean, what's going on? It's like, where do you find these people? It's like, you don't find these clean-cut young men, you know, not cussing, not drinking, not slacking. The last couple guys that I took on, they're always asking me, what can I do next? What can I do next? They don't sit down. They're just do the job. And the people that are out there, you know, looking at my job, and whenever I'm working for them, every once in a while they're looking through the window, and you know, they see it. And every single time I get to say that I'm from Landmark Baptist Church, and some of my guys are high school students, and some of my guys are the college students, and every single time it's somebody from Landmark. So, you know, I just wanted to do a shout out to the church and to the church families. Keep up the good work.
Amen. I tell you what, folks are watching sometime when you would never think. Appreciate that. All right, anybody else? All right, Dr. Lee, he's double dipping, but give him another chance.
I'm going to double dip because you brought Sonia into the picture. Much to my wife's chagrin, I'm going to bring her into the picture. For 4.5 years, Barbara had to nurse me with my feet issues and so on, and now she's got an ankle that's gone out. She's wearing, using a cane. My purpose in sharing it with everybody is this is a praying church, and I need all the prayer. We're going to an orthopedic specialist next week. We are doing everything we can. But it's after 57 years, it's a role reversal. I'm having to take care of her instead of her taking care of me. So this is a praying church, and I'm asking for your prayers, and I'll settle up with my wife when I get home.
I believe it was Barbara, however many years, what did you say, 38 years, whatever it's been? I believe it was Barbara who, I believe it was Barbara when she first came, and somebody shook her hand or something and asked her how she liked it. She said, I can't understand him. See, they were from Canada. They had to get over that. But anyway, they said, well, you're not coming anymore then? She said, oh, no, I'm coming till I understand him. So it might have took a few years. We need to pray, though. Pray for Barbara there for that ankle. Amen. All right, anybody else somewhere? Okay, over here. All right, go ahead.
Thank you, preacher. Just wanted to say thank you for your vision in this place, as well as personally for me for the bus ministry. Growing up as a bus kid, it's what made the difference in my life. And now the roles have changed, and my husband and I are working on our own bus now. And we just want to thank our workers today, Brother Wiebe and his wife, and actually the whole Bentoncourt family, and just their faithfulness of every week working on our route. They come and do Saturday visitation with us, and they let their teenagers and some of their younger children come on the bus, and they're one of our most faithful workers. And they're also the part of the bus ministry as well, and they know how important it is. And now they're also giving others what they've received through the bus ministry, and it's just a blessing to see the work that they're doing, Brother Wiebe and his wife and the Bentoncourt family. And also just want to praise the Lord for camp and just the effect that has had on our bus. We've had some of our teenagers truly get motivated and truly rededicate their life to the Lord, and just seeing the difference in their demeanor and their countenance and the way they speak is truly a blessing. And we know that they're actually starting to kind of look at the college, they've mentioned it to my husband once or twice. So it's a blessing to see the decisions that they made at camp and how it's kind of changing their outlook as well. So thank you for this church and the prayers for all of the different ministries going on and for the bus ministry and for camp.
All right, amen. I tell you what, that's what the ministry is about, reaching lives and seeing the Lord change them. Amen. Okay, maybe a couple more. We're about to run out of time here. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to be thankful.
Hold it up a little closer.
Oh, okay. I just want to thank Ms. Morton and Ms. Morton for how much effort they put in us. And thank Pastor Carter for having a really good vision for how we're supposed to go out sowing and, you know, win souls to the Lord. And I thank for everybody for their prayers for us and everything, because it's like a miracle how many people, like, we go out somewhere and they're like, yeah, you guys are doing the right thing. Like today, we went out to McDonald's and a lady, she's like, come here. And I was like, okay. And so she was like, what school are you guys from? And I was like, I'm from Landmark Christian School. And she's like, oh, you guys are doing a really good job. Keep it up. And, you know, and I was like, yeah, well, I mean, our job is here is to spread the gospel to other people. She was like, yeah. And she's like, yeah, I like how you guys dress modestly to other places and how you guys, you know, how much I see how much you guys put in for the Lord and how much you guys work and do other stuff. And I was like, yeah, thanks. And she was like, yeah, keep it up. And I was like, yeah. And it really touched my heart how, like, other people see of like a really big, you know, thing in us, how, you know, we love the Lord and, you know, we go out sowing. And yeah, I want to thank all of y'all for y'all prayers. So,
all right, amen. Appreciate the young people. A lot of these young people go out and learn how to win souls at a young age. That's important. Jesse?
Yes, sir. I grew up in a church in Winter Springs, Florida, and I loved that church and everyone in it, and they were my church family. And then about 4 years ago, my whole family, we moved out to Texas. And the church situation out there just, it wasn't great. We went from church to church, and just every time we went someplace, there was something wrong. And I went to another Bible college, and I joined the church there, but it was very cold, and I wasn't able to get to know anybody. And I was there for a year, and I didn't feel like a part of the church. I felt like a second-rate member. And I came to Landmark. I came reluctantly, but as soon as I came here, the first Sunday here, it was so warm and friendly. And just having been here, I've made so many friends, and I really count each and every single one of you as my church family. And I thought after moving to Texas, I would never have a true church family other than the first church that I grew up at. But now I have Landmark, and everyone here is part of my church family, and I'm so thankful for each and every single one of you. And it's a blessing, and working in the radio station, it's just a dream come true. And I just want to thank Dr. Carter, thank you so much for Landmark and for every single one of you for making it feel like a family.
Amen. All right, I guess we're pushing our time. Where's Brother Hector at? You gonna have choir practice tonight? Well, I don't see any hands. We better do it. Let's stand, folks. Give him a